Barry, are you there? Good morning, Barry Norman.
I am here. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. You're good as gold. My hat's on the side of my head, appropriately as we're sending in honor of yourself.
Which,
we're looking
which
for.
Which hat are you wearing?
I'm wearing my critique hat, as they say in The Godfather, and in The Exorcist, I like to critique. We're looking at great movie hats this morning in honor of you coming on. The ones we've got this morning, of course, the Elephant Man's hat, the hat Kurt Russell wears in The Thing, that big baggy cowboy hat he wears, and Kilgore in Apocalypse Now. But look, if you will, as we go along, if you can think of another great notable hat worn in a film, I'll name my next born child after you, Barry. Barry, where are we in the movie business at the moment? The slacker movies are still being made.
Yeah.
The parody movies are still being made. Are you weary of the film business yet?
Well, I'm never weary of the film business because, you know, I keep on repeating interminably the best films today are as good as any films ever made.
I'm not suggesting that, it's all finished, but it just seems they're certainly cranking out. Seem to be at the end of a certain cycle, in my opinion. I don't know whether you feel that.
But then one cycle replaces another, you know. I mean, we're still into the sequel cycle, for God's sake.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm bored with that, I must confess, because very few films... very few sequels are as good as the original film. There's another competition.
No, we don't. We have done, of course, and I think there are only the three. Of course, we're aware of The Godfather. We're aware of the Addams Family. Second one was better than the first one. And the third one would be better than the original. Flintstones Go Las Vegas.
Toy Story 2 is probably better than
Toy Story 2.
Anything is better than the first Flintstones.
Man, I sat through it. I paid. When was the last time you paid to get in the pictures?
Do people pay to go to the cinema?
Well, apparently I've
heard this rumor.
Barry. I
can't even get in on the bus because I won't even get on the bus because I can't remember if you tipped the conductor. So I've got a double whammy on that. When was the last time you paid to go in the cinema, Barry?
If you want a date, you've absolutely stumped me. I have no idea. It would have been in America because when I go to America, you know, I then pay to go to the pictures to catch up, or not to catch up, but to see in advance the films that are going to come out here 3, 6 months or a year later.
And when you like, I mean, I've been to the press screenings myself, and you go to those little places, the basements in Wardour Street.
Yeah.
Is there much sort of competition as you're sitting watching the film? Do you look out at that Hillary this side might be writing that, and Jack over here is writing this, and do you all get together and agree a stance afterwards, or is it?
No.
No?
Never.
You don't keep your powder dry and keep your best gags back?
Oh, you certainly keep your best gags back. No, because they're all thieves. I mean, you let... slip one little witticism that you're going to put in your review and you'll find somebody else has got in before you with it.
And am I right, they say to all the other critics gathered them and they say, well, when's this showing starting? And they say, when Mr. Norman gets here. Because you're pretty much top of the shop. Despite the Revis Ross, you're still the top of the shop.
Oh, you are kind.
No, I believe so. Now, Barry, of course, you're on because I'm reading off the screen now. What are you on for?
Well, I'm presenting an award at Time Out's Eating and Drinking Awards.
What's this?
At the Tram Studios in Camden at lunchtime. Yeah, they've just drawn up a list of the 50 best restaurants, bars, eating houses generally in London, and I am giving an award to the best new restaurant.
You can't reveal what that's going to be. Did you vote?
Certainly not.
Did you vote?
No, I didn't, no.
I'd like to have voted on that.
How about run it every year?
They always did North South London, always. Always, 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 because they all live in North London.
No, one of the nominees is in South London.
Really?
Yeah.
What one is that, as a nominee?
Just hold on. Well, there's one in South West London, obviously. No, this is
South West London, that's not South London. The further away from the river we are.
What about SE1, the Baltic?
They opened that up again since the Greece fire. Oh, well, they're still going. The Baltic, I don't know the Baltic at all, yeah.
No, I know. I mean, South London is going to be dragon's country to those.
I suppose so, but, you know, we're rather protective of it. And this is at lunchtime, is it?
This is at lunchtime, yes, at Camden, the Tram. See, there you are. You see, doing it in North London again.
Yeah, well, the other week we were doing another film-based phone-in, which is Flea Pits, and looking affectionately back at the big old Flea Pits. Now, my local Flea Pit was this. Storia on the Old Kent Road, a massive cinema, I mean, almost as big as the one in Finsbury Park. I think it's the second biggest cinema in London. Beautiful, obviously, deco building when you went in. Where was your local Flea Pit, Barry?
My local Flea Pit would have been in, where was it? It was Burns Oak or Colindale. I can't remember. Where I lived in Edgware, and there are about four or five cinemas within a very short bus ride of where I lived. Mm-hmm. I used to go to each of them every week, and there was one in particular, and I can't remember the name of it, and I think it was in Burnt Oak, and all it showed was reissues, so I caught up on all kinds
of things. That's a wonderful thing.